Hi, this is Lisa bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business sponsored by LifestyleOnline.tv. Today I am at Fitz Beauty and Spa at Drummond, and next to me is the owner of the day spa, Corin. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, so Corin, today we are going to be sharing the marketing idea of packaging services with a free gift. Now, the key though is you want to get your supplier to sponsor the free gift, right? So, for example, you might have a beauty salon or a physio, chiro, so service-based businesses, and you will provide a lot of different services, right? So you can have, for example, an anniversary promotion. Right, so for the month of September, where is your business's birthday? You want to do a promotion to share with your clients. So you might, for example, do something like have the organic hydrating facial for the month of September, and you will receive a free gift of value up to $80, for example. So when you package something like this, obviously the clients would love it because they're getting great value, and they also get to experience the gifts that you're offering. So ideally the gift is you want it to be products that you promote through your salon. So, for example, we've put something like this together where, you can see this is a beautiful gift, and this is some of the services that that Corin offers from her beauty salon. And when you offer something like this as a bundle, like I said, clients will get greater value and they get to experience your products, and they will go, oh wow, this is really good, and they try it in future, they can purchase it from you. Now, the beauty of this for the business is that you have got a promotion and you are sharing something new with your clients. But the great thing with that is that you want to plan it with your supplier, right? So you might want to find out from your supplier what is their marketing plan, what are the product range that they're promoting, right? And then actually coincide it with that. So rather than products that you want, it could be products that they want to promote. So they're more likely to be able to sponsor free gifts for the month only, limited stock. Right, and do promotions like that. So, so with this idea is that you can offer something to your clients extra and it doesn't cost you anything. Right. So, Corin, have you done something like this with your salon in the past?
Yeah, we absolutely have. We actually do them quite often, and particularly run specials during the year. For example, Mother's Day. That pack just there that we just saw was from Father's Day, which was an offer of when our clients buy two products, they actually get a parfum for free for men's aftershave, and it's an organic aftershave, which is fantastic.
Nice.
Mother's Day obviously is another really popular time of year to run our specials, and we often give free products. Mm-hmm. Whether it be, an additional product when they're buying a couple of products together, or it's like a pack with a hand pack, or mm-hmm. But we run them almost monthly, actually.
Oh,
and
wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really beneficial. It can be like a new product that's coming out of the market, which is also great. Also, through different times of the year, obviously spring and winter, the skins are different and reacts differently. So we try and get our clients to try different products and different services, different facials that we have on offer.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, so it works. Yeah, it works really well.
And do you work with your suppliers to plan those?
Yeah, absolutely. So they actually often give us the ideas, so they actually will tell us what's running for those particular times. Okay. And our supplier is actually in France, so they actually coordinate with France do like a whole year is actually in advance of what they're actually bringing out, and which is new products, etc., etc. So,
awesome.
And then launch them at specific times, so yeah.
Oh, good, so then that will help you with your marketing plan as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's right.
Good, awesome.
So it's great to plan in advance. Or,
yeah. Well, clearly you can see your products working, so I can see your skin's glowing in the light.
Thank you.
So as you can hear, you know, he is, you know, a very successful business owner implementing this specific strategy that we are sharing, and you can see that it is how it's helping her business. So Corin, to wrap up this video, we always invite our guests to share one of their favorite jokes. So what have you got in store for us?
Okay, so why don't tigers eat clowns?
Why?
Because they taste funny.
And where did you get that joke from?
I got that from one of my friends on Facebook, actually, so I put it out there.
Good on you. Excellent. So I hope you have gained some insights from this week's episode, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much, Corin.
Thank you, Lisa.